If you are doing this meditation successfully, you can see that when you talk about the right view, that it's about the Four Noble Truth, but you can see that it will abandon the wrong view. The wrong view is that it's mine and all those things. So right view will abandon the wrong view, so therefore I don't have this view clinging. Since I don't have view clinging, you can see I am not going to hate. That will stop that hate part. That sangyamato verana chiyati will occur over there. And then I have the right thought, thought of renunciation, thought of non-violence, thought of non-harm. So therefore these, the path that going to the lust and then the hate and delusion, they will be stopped by the right thought. And then I have the right speech, so that will abandon the wrong speech. Because the wrong speech is about lying, harsh speech, all those things. Remember that it is refraining from, in the Aryan thought, one would refrain from doing those things. So previously I had a wrong view that lying is okay. Even today you can see, even among the meditators, they also say the bit of, you know, teasing, bit of slander, bit of frivolous talks is fine here and there. Some people say that. But if you have the right thought, right view, then you say that if I start one, I get old, I don't want them. So you give up that, those things. So wrong speech is given up. And then in the right action, that is, I am refraining from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, that sort of thing. So from the right action, the wrong action will be given up. And in the wrong effort, well, previously my wrong effort has to be, you know, earn money, eat and all those things, right? If I see something, grab it, go for it. That is now given up and I'm supporting the renunciation part and I don't have these sensual things. So that will become my mindfulness. Living like that one is the best in my mind. So then the mindfulness gets established and then you have the concentration straight away occurring with this thing. So that concentration was with wisdom. Concentration, what wisdom? You know, whatever the concentration that I have supports the wisdom. If I have the concentration, remember that the wisdom diagram. Whenever I have the concentration, that is the arising of wisdom. So it's going to the wisdom part. Whatever the wisdom I have, will create the mindfulness by going through this process with right effort. So you are actually holding at that time. Here I have the right effort. And I got the wisdom and the faith, all those things established over here, not letting these things spinning. And then I am actually holding those things from the string over here with the mindfulness. I am holding, not letting anything happen. I am mindful about the situation where I get the covetousness, greed sort of thing. And if I get the covetousness, then I lead, that lead to greed. And it is not my path. And ill will lead to hate. It's not my path. And then the sloth and torpor will lead to this moha, delusion. It's not my path anymore. So with the right view and the right effort over here, well, the mindfulness will hold. And these are the arising phenomena and this is the passing away phenomena of this one. This is such is form, such is the arising of these things, such is the passing away of these things. So you can see Satipatthana is very well maintaining this wisdom diagram in that case. So all due to my reaching from this part up to right effort. If I go up to right effort, you can hold it really nicely. In that point. So what is left over here is the concentration with wisdom and wisdom. You either keep on maintaining that wisdom Oh, having understood that this wisdom is also constructed by this process, and then you don't cling to anything, and then you attain the cessation of feeling and perception at that time. And having understood that this cessation of feeling and perception is the thing that one needs to do, then they destroy this cankers, all the fetters.
The meditation now, it is quite similar to the path I have told, but the initial entrance to the meditation was the delusion. As you said in the discussion, that lying, half speech, slander, they are themselves delusion. And what I got from that, we are the example I saw that because I didn't understand the impermanent nature, separate nature, and not self nature of all the things on the left hand side, and I still want to maintain as I want, and because of that I do all these lying, harsh speech, and slander. Particularly, I got an example like a person who wants to eat a taste of the food he used to taste, and he didn't understand those impermanent suffering and no self nature, and he blamed his wife and can't put like that. I want to divorce you. That is the slander, and that is the thing. And then because of that, I must understand that it didn't come to the, if he understands that impermanent suffering and not self nature, it is his right being, and the right being, then he, from that right being, if he understands, and he cut off all these, the left hand side, everything, and he, something like that, then yes, my meditation.
Yeah, that was really good, because you touch upon this particular point, you know, coming from here to here, that is your wife. Your wife couldn't do that one, you know, that sort of thing. So I see the change. That change triggered the whole thing. Previously I was holding to these frivolous talks and sort of thing, that this is tasty and this is good, which produces crap in my body. And I was holding to that one. Now I see that what I was actually defined as something, you know, valuable and so valuable in my mind, is not no longer there. So as soon as you see the change, that triggers. So this is this first path over here is the one actually generating. So it's very important to know these three Dhamma paths to understand. Otherwise, they are separate wheels. They are spinning on their own. That's what one would think. People, if you talk to people, they would say that line has nothing to do with this. These things, so the frivolous talks has nothing to do with these things. These are mental things that created verbal things, and then those mental things will create physical actions like killing and all those things. So unless we understand this link in between the two, we wouldn't actually see, because otherwise we would be meditating on the one part of the diagram all the time. And but still the left side of the diagram will create the problem. Or else you are actually maintaining the left side of the diagram, trying with effort, but the right side, which will pass through these forces, are creating these things. So getting starting from the moha, that is actually the avijja, in that sense, is the moha is actually creating this avijja. This is really good, so it's, you can start at any point. Somehow you enter the diagram, then you use this part.